compensation, I think, is going to rise according to what the market will bear. Now, while I say that, I don't believe it's sustainable long-term where it's just going to keep on shooting up. And actually, I think in the last SHM survey, it looked like it was sort of flattening a bit, if you will, or the rate of acceleration of people's salaries, it wasn't as great as other years. But I think hospitals are being squeezed tighter and tighter by payers. You get the lines that they offer and they say, you know, is there anywhere in these programs that we can cut any costs? And, you know, they look at the associated salaries. And obviously, you know, I consider the hospitals program in one way to be a service line. So, and some of these administrators may say, well, geez, you know, we're giving the hospitals a lot of money because they're just looking from the cost of the program. And not all administrators, but I think that there are some that may not look at the hospital ledger and say, okay, we may be spending $1 million or $1.5 million on a hospitalist program, but on the hospital ledger, are we saving money? Oh, yeah, well, we have a length of stay is decreased, so it opens up beds basically for us, or we have decreased utilization, you know, what have you. But again, unfortunately, some of the administrators don't look at that. So the first thing they say is, how can we cut costs with the hospitalist program?
One of the things I'm hearing from people is that there's two ways to look at RVUs. One is it's not going to capture everything you do, the committee meetings, the quality projects, the being called in on consultations that aren't quite as cut-and-dry coding situations. It's no longer as the precise measure as it might have been in the infancy of the specialty to say, how many patients did you round on today, and what did you do? That's when an RVU was that it was king. Is RVU king anymore?
You know, I don't know if it's king, but I would say at this point, I don't know of I'm not aware of a better measure at this time. So, you know, I think it does capture some of the clinical work that providers do, but I don't know if anyone's come up with a way of accounting for, and I'm sure there are programs that have their own way of doing that, but, you know, on a national level that we all speak the same language. I don't think there's, you know, like with RVUs, we all speak the same language. I don't know if there's anything out there that will help us speak the same language to account for both clinical and non-clinical. So at this point, I'd have to say that it's the best thing that we have. Is it totally accurate? No, I agree with that. I don't think it's totally accurate because, again, you're not capturing some of those other things that the hospitals do.
RVUs aren't a precise enough measure to get into things like quality, ACOs, bundling, VBP, value-based purchasing card, you know, all the things that you just mentioned as what are potential changes coming down the road to payment. Yet, you know, the corollary is the best we've got now. What do you see as the future of how to measure compensation? Is RVUs going to continue to be there, or is tying it to quality and population health and, you know, overall outcomes and things of that ilk, is that the way this is going?
I do think RVUs will stay. That'll be the productivity component. So you can drive people to work and to be productive. But I don't think it will be the end all. And I agree with you. I think we're going to be looking at what people do in terms of, you know, what value are they bringing to their group or what value are they bringing to their hospital? You know, what types of activities are they engaged in? Again, how that's measured, I'm not sure. So activities. But I also think you're 100% right. Quality and outcomes is going to be a big driver, I think, of compensation in the future, because that's how hospitals are going to get paid. And I think that if you look at an employed model, say, and if I were an administrator of a hospital, I would say, well, look, let's develop an incentive plan. You know, you give someone a modest base salary, and you say, let's do an incentive plan based on productivity. So, again, I'm just throwing out numbers. I'm not supporting this or saying it's the right or wrong thing. Maybe 30% is based on RVUs, 20% is based on your activities that are good citizenship, leadership types of activities, and 30 or 40% is based on quality, you know, and in that quality measures will be, you know, your readmission rates, your complications within the hospital, your morbidity, mortality, you know, and so I think that certainly the focus in the future will be on, you know, will be swaying more towards the quality side of the equation.